I love the Psalms of Lament, which makes today's episode one that is near and dear to my heart. My name is Lena. This is Morning Minutes, and welcome. Hope you're having a great morning. By the way, I have crossed the five-minute mark in every single teaching, and I make no apology for it because I'm reading through the Psalms, which eats up a bit more time. And that's okay. We can do that. It's summer. Schedules are a little bit more lax. Anyway, if you're new, welcome. If you're an oldie, but a goodie, we're glad to have you again. I am in Psalm 42 today. This is episode 14. I've called today's teaching, The Fight Against Discouragement. Oh man, aren't you tired of being discouraged? I get tired of discouragement. And this psalm has been one that is near and dear to my heart. This is the first psalm that we're going over in the series that is not written by David. This is written by the sons of Korah. The sons of Korah are the Levites who were faithful to the Lord and were not swallowed by the earth for rebelling against Moses back in Numbers 26. You can go back and read the story. And these were difficult days for the people of Israel. Their faith in God was weak, even though God had done great things in their life. And we can learn a lot from the sons of Korah. So let me read this chapter, Psalm 42. As a deer pants for flowing streams, so pants my soul for you, O God. My soul thirsts for God, for the living God. When shall I come and appear before God? My tears have been my food day and night, while they say to me all day long, where's your God? These things I remember as I pour out my soul, how I would go with the throng and lead them in procession to the house of God with glad shouts and songs of praise, a multitude-keeping festival. Why are you cast down, O my soul? Why are you in turmoil within me? Hope in God, for I shall again praise Him, my salvation and my God. My soul is cast down within me. Therefore, I remember you from the land of Jordan and of Hermon, from Mount Mizar. Deep calls to deep at the roar of your waterfalls. All your breakers and your waves have gone over me. By day, the Lord commands His eternal, His steadfast love. And at night, His song is with me, a prayer to the God of my life. I say to God, my rock, why have you forgotten me? Why do I go mourning because of the oppression of the enemy? As with a deadly wound in my bones, my adversaries taunt me while they say to me all day long, where is your God? Why are you cast down, O my soul? Why are you in turmoil within me? Hope in God, for I shall again praise Him, my salvation and my God. Man, you feel it, the discouragement, but you also see the ray of hope. This is a summer of hope, summer in the Psalms, and I hope you're building your hope in the Lord. So let me give you 3 points. You can only overcome the waves of discouragement with an equally deep longing for God. Look, we think that the way of out of discouragement is by fixing the problem that's causing us discouragement. But that's not how you get out of discouragement. The way out of discouragement is with an equal force that is your deep longing for God, which is why the psalmist, sons of Korah, start by saying, as a deer pants for flowing streams, so pants my soul for you, O God. You want to fight discouragement? You start learning how to long deeply for God's care and His nurturing in our lives. By the way, this psalm is an introduction of book 2 of the Psalms. Remember I told you on week 1, on the first episode, that the Psalms are divided into sort of 5 smaller books. This is the first chapter of book 2. The main theme is God's fatherly care, both material and spiritually, of His kids, materially and spiritually. This book, by the way, this book 2 of Psalms is parallel to the second book of the Pentateuch, the Exodus. So they sort of, you know, have the same sort of thematic, you know, flow and whatnot. So you can only overcome the waves of discouragement with an equally deep longing for God. So let me ask you, what are you doing to stir up your longing for God? If you think about Revelation, where it talks about the church that's lukewarm, the writer of Revelation, John, talks about how do you get out of that lukewarm state? He says, repent and do the things that you used to do at first. So perhaps some of you need to reintegrate into your life some of those habits, the disciplines that you used to do when you first were a follower of Jesus Christ. I don't know, but I want you to consider, how can you stir up your deep longing for God? Maybe it's just about asking Him, God, I'm not feeling this deep longing for you that I used to. Please cause me to want you like the deer wants the water. Ask Him for that longing. He'll give it to you. Here's point number 2. You can only endure seasons of discouragement when you believe that change is coming. Hope is the belief that change is coming. Hope is the belief that change can happen. And so many of us live without this hope. But the only way to reverse seasons of discouragement is to rejoice in the Lord, to long for more of Him, but also to believe that change is coming. And in Christ, our hope is in Christ. We know that change is coming, that we're not going to stay in this state forever, that Jesus Christ is going to rule one day here in this world and also eternally in the heavens. So nobody could, you know, the sons of Korah knew it better than anybody else. They'd seen the goodness of God and the amazing miraculous works of God. And of course, they'd seen the judgment of God. And And their hope was that God would do again what he did once before. The wording in verse 4, these things I remember as I pour out my soul, how I would go with the throng and lead them in procession to the house of God. The wording is suggestive of the Feast of Booths, which was one of the feasts that the people of Israel celebrated. This was one of three feasts, Passover, Pentecost, and the Feast of Booths. This was a time of thanksgiving for God's protective care during the 40 years of wilderness journey. So there's a lot of memories happening here. And so in thinking of where they had come from, now looking forward, the hope that things are going to change. And by the way, you hear that in the wording of the Psalms as I read it, that hope is alive, that God is for us, that he'll do it again. And maybe you need to hear that today, that change is coming. So you hang on to the hope because God is a God who's, he doesn't change, but he's always bearing fruit and moving us season by season in our life so that we constantly are drawn closer to him. Thirdly, and I'll finish, you can only learn to rejoice in seasons of discouragement by meditating on all God has already done. We see this happen in the psalm very clearly. There's this meditation of what God had brought them through, and it's awesome. By day, the Lord commands his steadfast love. At night, his song is with me, and that's the way for us to make it through the seasons of difficulty, is to think where we've come from. The past is meant to encourage us, not to bring us down. The past is meant to admonish us to hang on to hope. Hey, why are you cast down, friend? Why are you in turmoil within you? Hope in God, for we will again praise him, our salvation and our God. That word again is a word of hope. God is going to do it again. Listen, there's an awesome song. Look it up. It says, Do It Again by Elevation Church. It will thrill your heart as you meditate on who Christ is. Isn't it awesome to be a Christian, a follower of Jesus Christ? This God that we love, he's going to do it again in our lives. So just keep waiting on him and don't lose hope. I'll see you again tomorrow.